Blog Talk Radio.
Them a walk in a talk about this one. Them a laugh and go on about that the one. Hey, what you want, you can't get to getty. And the problem will get real dreddy dreddy. Say, who feels it knows? And I suppose that you never know. Oh, you reap what you sow. Can't bless the corn when the peas once they grow. No.
Sometimes you're out there on the internet sea looking for that Wi-Fi to feed yourself, feed your need, feed your greed. And what do you do? What do you find? You got to jump from ship to ship, area to area. Some locales got a little better juicy than you got the goosey on. So you got to chase down and surf and look for what you got to find, what you wear, look how and where, what, how I wear, how and when, wow and when. You look up on your clock what your time is when it says you got to do what you got to do. And you pull your things together. Sometimes you're 5 minutes late. Sometimes you're 55 minutes late. And you're like, it's only supposed to be there for 5 minutes. You're like, well, you know, this is a job interview. I mean, this is my 299th interview on the in the internet-like thing. It's actually more like 369. But, you know, that's just a whole nother numbering scheme that I just get to make up on my own. Because, you know, you can't check my mathematics. No one checks anyone's mathematics today. They just take your word at it. You're like, hey, that sounds like a good statistic. I just shoot from the hip. And that's the way I go. You know, I just put out what it comes out of me and just bang, bang, that's what it is. You know, that's I make physics with my face. It just comes out my lips. That's how the world's made. You just got to put it together that way. And if you are actually making an AI, computer, artificial world, maybe it is. The physics comes out of your lips, you know, maybe. But like that artificial physics-like thing, but like this real physics. And, you know, numbers are neat. They're, you know, who chooses what numbers get counted and what numbers don't? Like, there's no number that's alike. Is one the same as two? You know, that's an impossibility. You know, there's numbers that are similar. Numbers that they got, you know, you got two of these, that makes we are not your number. But, you know, I'm a different because I'm a totem pole of numbers all put together. You know, what else is the world but some hula hoops running around in circles? What, you get cat chasing your own tail, caught up in what you think you're doing so important in the world that this is how it's supposed to happen. Like, you're like, I'm not going to let anything happen until it happens the way I want it to, the way I've foreseen it. You know, hopefully this week I'm not foreseeing being loud to a newfound friend who I, you know, hung out with. I did just like, all right, I'm going to unmute. Like, no. I just hung out with a friend last week, played like a show from like 150 years ago, 300 hours ago. Well, not counting other recordings. But you know, when you put your human voice out there, it's whatever kind of rhyme, flow, blow, you know, you think you got it up your nose, but you're just burning away your epillary gland. You know, I don't know, it's made up some kind of thing, but you got some kind of blowhole like through a fish going through. You're not careful in the world. You're thinking, I need all this extra energy to push me through something. It's like, really, the universe just makes fun of you. It's just funny. You know, you go to bed on a couch, on a foreign couch, and you're wearing your shoes, and you wake up with like Sharpies on your face. You're like, oh man, you just got to take your shoes off when you're on a foreign couch and you're passing out. That's just common social etiquette. You know, that's not communism. That's not like divinity or something. That's just, you know, you let friends be artists because you've got to think before you do things. You can't just, you know, just do things in other people's places and just be like, ah, it's all cool, I'm just kidding. Because it's obvious when you're turning over and you're half asleep and you got your dirty shoes on someone else's upholstery, you know, they're going to be like, great, well, if you're going to mark up my couch, I'm going to mark up your face. And like, if you really look at these things, they make sense. Like, you know, like Halloween, I don't know how that makes sense, but it makes sense to want to go around the community to say hi to people, to see what things are about, to dress up differently, to appear like you're another kind of person, but you're really, we're all the same person. It's okay. We can't be the same person at the same moment. And that's what's really cool. We can just be ourselves at every single other moment. And regardless of whatever like chemical composition that we make ourselves up with, you know, we are all like live. Like, I don't know how like these plants and such are part of the existence that I am like glued to in the world. I mean, not just sustaining me, but how am I related to him? Like, yo, what's up, cuz? How you doing? Yeah, I'm just chilling, you know, hanging out with the greenery of world, you know, the greenery of world that helps me be whatever I am. I think I'm human, but was I human before the definition could be even made? Obviously, whatever I am, the language I use is far newer and has evolved far less than I have. And it's just guttural words that I put out there. But do they trigger things? Do they trigger past experiences, thoughts, things that help get you thinking deeper in what's going on in the world? Because basically, I know, like, you really got to be, like, open in the world. You got to be, like, your Superman. You got to be your super everything, your superwoman, your super mushroom, your super ganja plant, your super floating creature in the universe of the ether of whatever it is. You've got to have an ego. Now, live only in that ego and annoy other people with that ego I don't know about. But you've got to be like, you know what? I can tout my stuff when my stuff comes need to be tout. Like, you know, you're sitting in there in that interviews, right? You know, they're like, let's test your ego in these interviews. You're like, yeah, I did this and I did that. You're like, but usually I'm not all bragging around like, yo, buddy, my friend, I did this and I did that, reading off my resume to my buddies, bragging to them. Like, I don't do that. Like, oh, yeah, I worked here, and then I worked here. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, just, you know, they expect you to brag about a piece of paper that holds all your experience in, that someone just glances at and is, huh, let me see how my good feeling is, you know. And it also depends on their lunch. Like, did they have a good lunch? Because if they're having really gaseous issues, it's really hard to get someone's focus. It's true. You know, if someone has, like, cramps in their belly, they're like, oh, yeah, what? Okay, uh-huh, yeah, go on. Just write it down. You know, it's like, I'll get back to you. You know, just like, you can't just unload your everything on someone, because not everyone's ready for it. Like, people can be like, you know, just record it, and I'll listen to it in the car. You know, I got, like, this journey to make, so I can listen to it later. You know, I'm not always ready at the very moment that whatever it is that's coming down, but do capture it so I can receive it. Because I have my own that I'm going through. Like, doesn't mean, but hold on, let me stop and deal with someone else's state or someone else's inebriation where they're caught in their gear of repetitivity of whatever intoxicant that they're caught in. And sometimes that intoxicant is no intoxicant. And they're so hopped and stuck in a world of nothing, or even psychotropic pharmacies intoxicants, where people are, I did a Smoke News radio show this week, and myself taking a few days off from smoking and feeling the great depressive states of so many unanswered things in my own personal universe. That it's just like, I can't focus on all the things I can't solve. I must work on the things I can solve. If there's some things that I can, if I just keep willing at it, maybe. But if I've whittled at some kind of solution to find some kind of answer so much, and the answer is not becoming something that is anything but my own psychosis of thinking I have an answer, or thinking there's the question, or there's an answer to a question, and it's wanting to believe and wanting to be, you know, we want to have the answers. We want to have the questions. We want to have the answers to the questions that we make. So having every single piece of the universe that we know is just, we're here to experience it. Life is the magic. Life is the growing. Life is the root of existence. And we are all part of this tree. And we get to climb and jungle gym on the tree of existence until, like, the tree is like, you know, we're just going to make you into a roots at the bottom. You know, we may think there's such thing as gravity in the world, that if we climb too far up the tree, it'll be too dangerous. And you look at these birds and you're like, birds, you're really far up there. How'd you get up there so far? You're not worried about nothing but each other, right? Like, they're not worried about bow and arrows or like, you know, any humans. You know, it's a trained thing, learning about the dangers of humans. But birds, they've evolved. Devolved, grown through. They're just chilling. They're like, what? You don't see the world way I see it? Bird's eye, baby. You know, how can we be to perceive more than just what's inside our own shell? We're just ghosts in a shell walking around, spirits, electrical, holding fat and muscles up. And some mineralization. We're not really nothing. We're just a whole bunch of, you know that game, the pachinko machine, like the billiards, the pinball. And it's fine. I mean, I got some of the same philosophies I say, because I'm not coming up with, like, drastically new philosophies week to week. You know, I'm a cancer survivor. I'm not having more different cancer. If this week my cancer is going through this, and last week this was my cancer. It's like, no, I'm fine with my right parotid tumor and my radiation therapy that I received. You know, it's all cool. You know, I'm chilling. You know, I'm just trying to rebuild the muscles that got pulled out of my face on a daily. Like, I just sit there and I'm like, hi, I could be normal and stare stuff, or I could do like these neck stretches that probably to all my like FBI van surveillance people are like, what's that guy doing? Is he like possessed? I'm like, no, man, I'm trying to stretch my neck. So like, what I could do is only myself. You know, I can only be me. I can't just be like, oh, I'm going to forget and ignore my own muscle laxure, lack of my own issues post-surgery. I'm just going to, no worries. I don't need to worry about no mastoidectomy or anything with them scraping the back of my skull. You know, whatever. You know, that's the past. You know, I can even regrow me. In the shop, let's just regrow that. You know, I know you're trying to solve your own like infected ear. You know, you're like, oh yeah, stuff coming out of my ear. I could take care of it. Take care of it. I go, no, don't put stuff in your ear, people. Especially not liquids. And oh my god, you really run warm water in the shower and just keep it at that. You know, for like 15 minutes if you have to, whatever. Just put on this weird stuff in your ears. Oh my gosh. So like, you think it's all funny until your back of your skull swells and you're like, hey, is that dude Nephilim? Like literally, like I had like the Nephilim effect. It was like bacteria caused. And when they took syringes out of the back of my skull, I was like, this show sucks, Jason. I don't want to talk about my health stuff anymore. Okay. Sorry. How someone, because really like, I, like, feel things when people explain them to me. I'm, like, so empathic. And so I'm just like, okay, I could feel that. I could cringe. I'm moving around in the chair. All right, you don't need to tell me about that anymore. Like, get back into, like, some philosophies of life. Because life is more interesting than, like, you know. And then I was going down the motorcycle, and this deer just tackled me off the motorbike. And, you know. All these side stories. I mean, like, this whole show is a side story. I mean, it's how many different directions can you come out with someone's life? You know, it's like, hey, man, what's it about this time? Like, well, which minute? You know, he said 15 different things in 1 minute. And then there was like an hour of one thing. And that was a bit much. So it's really trying to work on catching the attention span. Because not just y'all's attention. Like, I'm interested, too. Like, if you want to find someone that is, like, tries to work things out in his brain, and is just like, yo, is this how this works, or is that how that works? And so I just, like, I talk it out loud. You know, this is all before recording mechanisms, when only the walls could hear you. You hear what I'm saying? Like, you know, you talk it out loud. Like, something's bugging you, you say it out loud. Like, but it doesn't mean you're saying complete sentences. Like, I don't, like, speak complete sentences out loud. I just, you know, think out loud just the part I'm trying to solve. And then, oh, you know, it's trying to get things working. Does it mean I'm, like, trying to, like, completely enunciate my pronunciation for the FBI surveillance van? You know, I could just imagine what they see. They're like, oh, you know, what kind of shocking things? Like, they went to school, right? And now they're listening to me when I'm alone, all by myself. No one was looking, right? Where are we anymore, anywhere? You find yourself in the middle of nowhere. Well, I mean, you got your dog that looks over at you, your cat, like, maybe pulls attention in between self-grooming. You know, are we really so interesting, but, like, who puts it past that they're not just blatantly trying to just record everything for posterity? Like, okay, there's like, hey, we know this about you and that about you, blah, 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 dossier, but for posterity, to let humans like a billion years from now look back and be like, we're not humans anymore. But these creatures that before we changed our everything and added all these neat things to change our babies, horrible stuff that they've been doing in Thailand and places for years, you know, when to shot. Sorry, just Adam and Steve. There's just not as many babies around. You know, they've singled them out and scared them away. Like, no one's like, hey, you want to make a baby and raise amazing love. You know, people are just like, hey, you just want to get it on and just not have any responsibilities. You know, creation isn't like, you know, yeah, you can just go have some fun and there's no responsibilities. Creation is like, I'm going to put you in a fog. And you're not going to realize, but there's such the high chance that you have trillions of tiny little instruction packets that you're getting closer to the person of the opposite sex. Well, you know, nature just like gets people in these like mind funks, dude. How do you think some people are just so groovy with the opposite sex? Like, of course, like, you know, whatever comedians that can be like, oh, it's easy for a girl to go find whatever, the right whatever, you know, with guys that much blah blah, you know. People that have amorousness have the sense of convincing comfortability. Because who wants anything but confidence in the future? You mean me hanging with you is going to be a confident future? You know? Yeah, I'm going to go hang with you just so I get yelled at and just so things don't work out. You know, that's what I feel, right? You get that gut feeling. That gut feeling says this is absolutely not going to work out for anything. Let's go for it. You know, that's what it does. You know, we're so apprehensive to our own ability to chill the F out, to people just to relax, take the chill pill. You know, people, you know, there's a mother going around who's touting, like, kids should not be smoking marijuana because my son that I made him, that took away marijuana from him for a month and gave him psychotic drugs, committed suicide. The camera, no less. You know, look at that from a stoner's point of view, okay? Let's say that dude thought that whole thing up. He was all just, dude, ready to go. He's like, all right. But before I'm going to smoke a joint, okay? He's smoke a joint. He's going to think about it. He's going to look over the camera. He's going to start laughing. He's like, what in the freak was I thinking? You know? People want to say it leads to other drugs, leads to this. It leads to rationalization of what you're doing. I got cotton mouth. Therefore, I'm hungry. I'm going to go get some, you know? I ran out of marijuana. Well, I'm going to figure out a 45-step plan to get more marijuana. I'm going to figure out to go to this buddy. Does that work? No. This buddy? No. Does that work? No. Does that buddy? No. No, it's project planning when you want to smoke herb. When you found that because herb has helped you so much in the past, you will plan out ways to get yourself in situations where you will find cannabis, no matter how much you tell yourself, I'm going to abstain from cannabis. When you start to see yourself going crazy, when you're like, the world is really messed up, and I don't know how to, like, get it out of my mind. Get drunk, fall around, smoke some herb, and just be like, you know what? I can't solve that right now, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to go work on something else, and I'm going to go think about something else. I'm going to smoke some herb, and I'm going to think about what I want to think about. I'm not going to think about...
You know I love you.
I love it. I love it. I have the phone in my hand, so I'm playing around with that. And the freestyle hip-hop rap. Okay, I was a little more, you know, of course, it's funner when I got herbs, you know, at least like right off the bat, because you can like, you have more access to your dictionary or your Pictionary or whatever mind chalice you drink from when you find your special words that come out of your face when you're rhyming. So if you're thinking like people are paying attention and you're thinking about their reactions, you don't rhyme very well. Yeah, it's like this echo effect. So it's getting into the world where you're not thinking about how people are reacting to what you're saying, but you're thinking about where you're going and you're making like that layered pancake, you know, the multi-layered lasagna of rhymes where you have the things that come out that you're going to come to a word 3 sentences from now that you're building up to. You hear me? Where it's like you got to take yourself somewhere. Metronome. Got to rhyme with that music. You see, it's just what I got on time. It comes some straight from me. It's like what? It's my inner being. My inner being. My inner thing, it's got everything that I bring-a-ling. You see, I like to bring it down. I come town hound up in a round. I go to the center of where I at, because I be down, down, chewing the fat, because I got more than the latte go. I got more down than he throw. You got ideas flying to your side, you let. You know that you got to ride, you got to fly, bring it in, sing it in, bring it in like you want it in, king it in. More than some chess piece take, you let you know it's for queen's sake, cause it's all about the world of who, it's about the world of when on to, we can find a way to make tomorrow. It's not something I be borrow. Not here lost in that sorrow. Smoke some herb I like to borrow. A little time to focusing. A little time I'm focusing. I'm bringing me more than I is. I let you know I've got my shiz. I got my git and I got my knit. And I coming down through with my super wit. Because more than tonology, you got reverse psychology, no neurolinguistically. I got more coming free radio antennae me, cause I'm here for university. It may not syllably light up, but I got it up, no nonstop, cause I've come straight from in my brain, cause I've got to bring the stuff I sing, cause it's more than what I got to roll, cause it's anything, it's my damn show, cause it comes from me, yo, what's up, sis, what's up, bro, how you list, how you bring, how do you risk, how do you bring what you do, hiss, yo, get you down now, get your kiss, on the mic now, do the twist. And do what you sing and bring. Get it up now, sing it in. Cause more than one can gone to go. Let you on down now, up your show. You got more than anti, bring the bright. You let you know that you're gonna do it up all night. Cause you got it up now, ride that bike. Rack it up now, rock it tight. And I got more than I think to go. Cause I got this up now, rock that show now. Get down now, show by example. You got down now, how's your hand plea? As you got down, soon to go. Get you going down now, on the yo. Cause my metronome low. I don't got everything goes and go. It's not 4 beats, 1, 2, 3. But I got coming from me. Cause it's the thing that I got to roll. Cause barbershop solo. Cause I've got my inner me, and it's all I've got, and it's straight free as I live this life of thee. It's what I grow a re, cause I like to rhyme with thee, Bowley, Mowagee. It's not everything I gee, but I Cause it goes down, boiler libida. Cause it's everything bonga zo. Cause it's more than one wants a bonga show. It's more than one Muppets glow. How do you keep into tro? Entertain, turn it on a menta. How do you keep yourself a fanta? Pronunciation goo. How do you find up untrue? How do you get on to show? You got to get namano, namamika, mababo. More than one must on to show. More than what's must on to see. I do more than minimally. More than one wants to grow. Cause I've got more than a gololo. Gold plate he, gold plate me. What do I find? I'm super achy. I like the hip hop beat, really. I feel like silly. I feel like I'm like in the 20s trying to sing. But like, you're not in the 20s, Jason. You know, they've already got people with that same whatever comes out of your face kind of thing. You know, it's like having to think about like rhythm and rhyme, you know, it does take away a little from sentence structure or sentence like detail. I mean, it adds a sentence structure, you know, just because I'm dyslexic doesn't mean I could spell it, you know, with rice, like little miniature pieces of rice, like the mini rice, the kind like you got to extract by hand hundreds of thousands of people to get one bowl. That kind of rice, it's really expensive. And, you know, it tastes the same, but really it just helps keep people employed. You know, let's say you're an emperor. You know, you're like, hey, I'm a big emperor. I got all these people, and they need jobs. All these people, they need jobs. These emperors, they be fixing a boat for like 1,000 years. Hey, keep fixing the boat. Yeah, hey, kick a hole in it. Hey, look, there's another pace to fix it. There's some more time in that thing, you know. It's, hey, you know, we got all these soldiers because they're not fighting us anymore because, like, we kill them in mass. We keep having to walk them around and think we can only walk soldiers in circles for, like, so long, you know. And they got families to make more little baby soldiers and all that stuff. So, like, we need to give these people jobs. We need to make them do stuff. Yeah, to build a wall, you know. Hey, guys, let's build a wall. And what's really great, we'll immortalize you. You'll have your own space in the wall. You know, we'll make a special space for you the size of your body, and we'll throw you in as cement into this wall, Great Wall of China, that the Chinese somehow forgot about the Egyptians' way of making cement. But, you know, they just doing, you know. It doesn't mean everyone went up to Tibet and grabbed all the info and said, hey, I got the info. What's up? What you want? You know, I'd hide that stuff. It ain't Tibet. It's in Bobsville. You know, that's where all the information is. When you find Bobsville, so you got to hide stuff from people because there's a lot of, like, not cool people out there. Now, you have the whole coolest library of Alexandria, right? What happened to it? What happened to every single library is that there's some people that were really jealous of your information, and they went after it. I mean, it's just humanity is evolving, and when there's a good thing going, it means for a different set of people, there is not a good thing going. How do we figure out how to say, hey, we want the good things going for everybody? If, you know, how does that work out? I mean, keeping people, like, separate from each other, you know, that's always worked. Changing languages, you know, if people with this mass communication, suddenly people being able to talk, they can't talk to each other. Are you guys nuts? You got a limit. People, the only certain people can go to certain places. That's probably how it's going to work out. Like, only, like, you know, if you're from this place, you know, they're not going to let you travel over to this place. Because then you have to have passports. To be able to move around in the world, people from certain countries have to declare things to go into other countries. So there already is a giant form of separation in the world where they keep people under, whatever they say, embargoes, you know, in ways that that limit humans from doing things. And do we want to sit in this world? Hola, man. ¿Qué vida? ¿Qué onda? Do we want to sit in a world of being limited or find a way to help people be unlimited and not need to take advantage of other people? Because, like, you look at, like, Thailand's silver market. Oh, that guy, they hosed. The very guy that hosed all that was like, you know, there should be rules that should stop me from going to these countries and bottoming out their markets, control them. So it's just a fun game, these global, I don't even want to say globalists. It has nothing to do with the globe. It could be hundreds of globes. It's just to do with making a lot of money really quickly, no matter how. Because it's a fun game. It's not as much how much you make, how little time it took, and how it was orchestrated so they could share with their buddies. Like, oh, you got the resources of that country because you shorted this area and bought that area and closed out that area. It's just resource manipulation country to country. You start to look at all these countries and you're like, you know what? The countries with the most oil resources are created and crafted to be the poorest infrastructure countries so that they could not utilize their resources to dominate the earth through whatever, I don't know, technology, libraries, dominate the earth through plays. You know, Venezuela is just like, hey, we got the best plays in the world. You come over here, you see a play, never the same anywhere again. Once you've seen a play in Venezuela, you know, it's just, what are these groups worried about? These countries are suddenly going to be, like, all of a sudden, they're all going to be like little Japans or something. Like, oh, no, Japan, small but smart. You know, it's keep them all not smart. And that's, you look at, like, all the countries of the world, a lot of them fit right into Africa. You know, fit that whole country in there. They're not saying it's go pave Africa. They're already trying to paint the world, right? They're not lying about it. Paint the world. Plants don't grow on paint. People don't tell them that, but they're still trying to paint over plants. You know, these countries, who's the leader? When there is no leader, take away their ability to have their own resources, the destabilizing. It's like a pop-up manual, how to destabilize a country. You go on and on about it. How to keep those without educations, without the want to get an education, because the education's there, people. It's there. There's ways to get paid to fill your brain with more gobbledygook that you will get paid more for in the future. Okay? To get paid to do this stuff. Are you giving up your life? You own this life? You can't afford something? You get yourself in a situation you can afford. Rent is too expensive. Well, get to a better place, Puerto Rico, for 2 months. That's going to be really, I mean, sans I'd, you know, get a job in Panama City, hurricane freaking ground zero, next to Panama City Beach, one of the awesomest redneck paradises in the world. It's so freaking awesome and just good energy people. Like, we don't always know where we're going to go. There's possibilities. People shake the money chain in front of you, and it's something you're actually interested in. You're like, wow, you know, I'm not really interested in Los Angeles. Like, yeah, okay, Los Angeles, blah, blah. Panama City Beach, torn and ravaged. But no, I'm sorry. Panama City, torn and ravaged by Hurricane Andrew. I believe it was Andrew. Just, like, I drove through there to Tallahassee. Like, these are a whole, this is a whole bunch of Florida on the road trip memories. And like, matchsticks, all these trees, just like matchsticks, broken on their side, snapped matchsticks. Like the power of earth, the power of the wind, of what we see through, what we, where's the wind? Grab it, hold it in your hand for me. I mean, you can hold a fart in your hand, can't you? If you hold the wind in your hand, save it, put it in a plastic bag, remember it. Where do we end up? Where can we be around happy people? That's really when it comes down to it. You want to be around excitement, people in good moods. You can't be around people in good moods, your moods can be brought down. And so be it that if you don't got a good mood and you're around people that are really good mood, you'll bring their mood down too. But not as much if you're around a lot of people that are in a good mood. Like you're around people that are all down on themselves and say is they don't got anything good going for themselves. They don't try, you know, you don't see people happy, you see people all disparaged. Get away from there. Don't be next to sad people. I don't care what, where you live. Sell it. Find a place. Panama City Beach. Let's go. That's a fun place. I couldn't afford that out there anyhow. Still, out of all of Florida, that's the only place I don't want to go underwater. Because the rest of Florida pretty much is underwater. If you look at all these little swamps everywhere, you're like, wait a second. How are there so many swamps here? Yeah, I don't want to be in Florida because Panama City Beach is not Florida. You know, it's not. It's got the heat of Florida. But there's too many rednecks that come there that just do their thing. They're coming straight from, like, Alabama and north, just right down. They claimed it. It's theirs. It's not, like, Miami, flashy, richy. I mean, it's hell of expensive over there, too. Yeah, don't get me wrong. 8-12, it ain't the cheapest trip, don't get me wrong. But that's what it is. It's whole families of people just poof, go out there. Do their thing, and I was delivering food when I was out there too, and just meeting people and seeing them and the fun they're having is a really great way to get to know restaurants and to get known in restaurants. Because when restaurants start to get to know you and people in them, they hook you up. It's like, oh man, we've seen this guy come by so many times. Every now and then, you know, hey, you got an extra pizza? Restaurant, I didn't even know the guy. Oh, dude, that thing was like stomach gone. Because people in restaurants got so much food, they don't know what to do with. If you're doing food delivery, you're like, yo. Or when you come eat at the restaurant itself. They see, oh, yeah, you were the guy coming delivering with this and that and this and that. And it was really cool. Like, you see a lot of women's hands. You see men's hands, too, but men don't. You're lucky if they manicure. In the food industry, they manicure. But women, they paint up their hands. So you get all these hands of people handing you stuff all day long, looking at hands. You see so many different types of fingernail polishing, so many different types of ways that people take care of their hands. Not just the skin itself. I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean, in general, women take care of their hands. And so, and in the food industry, it's not like they're handing you stuff and they've got bandages on it. Like, you got scars and There's a, hey, I couldn't fix it, but here's the food, you know. People generally got clean hands in the restaurant industry, and it's really neat to see just the artistry that people have. Now I'll give you the tip, people. You want the tip. Here's the tip. You got to let them know you've got the food when you're on your way. You can't just show up with the food, expect them to come to your car. You ain't going to get a tip for that. You come to their door, to their domicile, but you give them a call. You know, yo, what's up? This is so-and-so with... No, you first say, am I speaking to... And then their name, because you got their name. Maybe they changed their name to Juggernaut. Am I speaking to Juggernaut? Like, oh, yeah, this is Juggernaut. Yeah, this is Tim. This is Frank. Hi, this is Jason with the food delivery company that's coming to hook you up. Now, don't get me wrong, texts are cool when you're not freaking driving. They should disable texts. If you're driving, if the car is in motion, it should say the driver cannot receive texts while the car is in motion, first of all. That would be awesome. Because I can't respond. How's a driver going to type something in? Oh, use the voice recognition? Maybe. Sometimes that's fun. But really, you don't got that wing ever dialed in to respond with voice recognition on the text. What you got to do is call them and say, yo, my maps say I'm 15 away. You got any special parking instructions? And sometimes they say, oh, I'll meet you outside, or up, I'm on the 17th floor. You got to ask JoJo, who's at the front desk, to let you into this thing and say I said this as a secret code or something, you know. There's always something funny. But you got to let them know you're on the way and say, is there any special things? Like, or if you're in the city, like you're in San Diego, where you just really can't get out of your car downtown. You're just not going to stop your car and go up four flights to a place of a private residence. Now, you can go to a hotel all day long. Hey, here for DoorDash, here for DoorDash, here for DoorDash, here for food delivery, Caviar, Chewbacca Network, whatever. You know, here for Postmates or Scoober, Scooby. I'm here with Scooby Snacks, you know? Scooby Snacks, I'm here delivering. Oh, yeah, I just parked right here. All right, sweet. You know, any hotel that's always just like, and you get a little sign, you can throw that up. Sometimes you got to give the drivers your keys. But yeah, hotels are just dialed in. But you got to worry about like packed downtown areas. Now evolved to give you the food, curbside delivery. And that's so cool. They hand you the food and say, hold on, I got to take so many minutes to park. And then I got to go into this mall. Literally, I've got to go into a mall, and it's like, no fun, man. You mean I got to go in here, park, do all this stuff, and then leave? That's like 20 minutes just to get into the mall, 25 minutes. So, like, downtown San Francisco was like, no, I ain't going to no malls. Screw that stuff. Like, where there's restaurants on the side, but you go into the mall, it's like, I ain't no show horse. Hey, look, it's a DoorDash guy walking around. No, man. Hang around in Cheesecake Factory for so long. You're like, what are you doing? Oh, you know, I spent all my time at the cake factory. Do they give you any free cheesecake? No. Like, hey, here's something for the driver. Because the drivers don't eat food. That's what a lot of these things, they realize. Drivers who are delivering food don't eat food. And they think, oh, hand them food. And every, like, blue miracle, like, someone will, like not be there to pick it up. You just leave it at the door and you can just run away. But sometimes it used to be you couldn't just leave it at the door and take a picture and bounce. You know, sometimes you had to find where it was, or you left it on the wrong door in the wrong complex because the person didn't have their exact GPS in. And getting through these parking complexes, like in Los Angeles, you don't got, like, you know, there's like these giant, they're like all identical leaves like a leaf, like all these different like leaves coming out. So these are the fifth wing, seventh wing. You got to zigzag through that stuff. Like, okay, cool. I put it in a building that looks and is numbered exactly like the building in the instructions, you know, and they put the address. They don't put the GPS location. Like, what's the address for Disneyland? There's one address for Disneyland. Oh, well, I'm in Disneyland over near whatever, you know. It's just like, all right. I mean, there's probably a few more addresses in Disneyland, but I really think, like, there's one address. That's what these, I don't know what is going, you want to mail something to a school? There's one address for a whole school, and how many different departments are in that school? Like, it's, you want to get something to some giant place, it's just really not easily going to get there. So if you got food, bringing to a place that gives you an address that's a giant place, like, where are you? Oh, I'm at Fox Studios. Like, oh, yeah, uh-huh. You meet me at the gate, right? You know, come run down to the gate and freaking get some food. You're not getting into any of those places. Oh, yeah, they empty the parking lot out underneath the Fox Sports during any sort of Super Bowl. There's no trust. No one's going to mess with Super Bowl. Super Bowl Sunday is coveted. You know, there ain't no secret, I hope. Because, oh, my gosh, you would not believe. I'm not saying they say anything cool, but it's neat to see people, like, when they're not being broadcast, but broadcasting to the main station. I got to do some stuff. You know, okay, brag Jason life for a moment. At the Fox Studios during the FIFA World, like, Cup Sports, and it was so cool just seeing, you know, the commentators just, you know, going, talking. And they're not, like, all Beavis and Butthead, like, off camera. Just like saying like just Ron Burgundy lines all day long and such. That would be interesting. But it was really, really, really cool to see because the electronics are neat. Just because the show right now only has like a cell phone as its electronic. I had like another mixers going through some other computers with music and other goonannies. But, you know, pirated internet wasn't happy. It'll give me 5 megabytes a second when it wants to, but it won't let me hold a phone call. So I'm like, okay, you know, sure. But it's fine. I mean, it is more beautiful outside my room. I'll give it that. And it's people walking past and be like, why is this guy talking in front of a closed supermarket at, you know, at like, it's an hour later out here. It's like 10 o'clock right now on this side. And so when I'm rhyming, an hour, and then a philosophize. But it's really, you know, beats are, you know, beatboxing. Yeah, and just learn a machine that loops that. I mean, I could fix your computer, but, you know, some of this audio creation stuff is just like, I could figure out what's wrong with your Windows and Mac computer and make it go so much faster than you ever believed. But it's just figuring out Reason. I remember I had an interview for Reason once, the company that makes this Reason, this software, Reason. It's for audio production for professionals. Like most every high-end thing is Reason or something more expensive than it. But this company, Avid, made the software, and I still remember the day they asked me about the software, and I'm a desktop support guy. Like, I'll get the software installed, activated, updated, working, but I'm not going to operate it for you or tell you how to operate it. Like, I'll tell you how to get your email going. You got Microsoft Office, all right, but the Reason software just supported one thing. I did not pass the interview. I'm like, oh, it's not a desktop support. I've got to answer people's questions on the phone about software. I'm like, well, I'll tune up their computer. I'll get that going. I did like the best computer service out there still is Geek Squad. Like, it's, you can't like have more unlimited service for a computer at a cheaper rate. Like, you buy a computer and a $100 discount is the service for 3 years, like, for three computers and even, like, phones now. Like, that's such a great deal. Like, I mean, so what? Like, fired my company. Like, well, I was working in this company, support space, and we would work the Geek Squad calls. We'd take them, thank you for calling. This is Agent Jason with Geek Squad. How can I help you today? Or, no, this is Agent Mac Jason with Geek Squad. Is that the... That's a name I put up there, Mac Jason. I got so many Macintosh calls. It was so awesome. Because, you know, it'd be hit or miss. Every now and then you get a Mac call or something. But I said my name was Mac Jason, so I guess their agent at the Best Buy headquarters were like, oh, look, it's a Mac guy. Patang, patang, patang. And Macs are just the same as Windows computers. It's all binary. You know, it's get into it. Programming is... user interface. We only got 10 fingers. Don't, like, have different keyboards or different mice. You know, oh, my computer has this kind of keyboard. You know, your language does, but that's about it. Like, it's all pretty much the same thing, and they're all trying to accomplish the same stuff, meaning you're trying to get something working that's not working, and you're stuck. You can't get... Because you're stuck, you're frustrated, and you can't solve it yourself. And because I know that there's a lot of things I can't solve in the world, that solving stuff for other people, technically, that they can't solve so simply. And believe me, I work for engineers, computer scientists, developers, people that programmed the darn operating system, that made the thing. I still support them. Conglomeration of technologies. It's not always so apparent what an issue is. It might seem like, oh, this is the issue or that's the issue. But a lot of times when repairing something, I don't know what the issue fully was. Like, you know, is uninstall, reinstall. A lot of times you can try to deduce and record what the path to repairing it was. Rebuilding things, but in a world where there's so many foreign actors and national actors trying to figure out what you're doing on a computer and to use your computer for their own means, like, it's just to tally how you use just their program. Oh, but I want to know how you use my program. I want to know if you even bought my program before you use it. Tethering people. I want to know every key you press. There's some... lot of computers. They just don't know exactly what was in that firmware, what was installed deep inside that Macintosh. That would not let go. That zero day that no one knew about, and a zero day where these people come up with these things, you know. But a zero day thing is an exploit, a hack on technology that a lot of times is still, you could still do the hack. They haven't fixed it. And a lot of these hacks that haven't been fixed with, still the programmers don't even know about, or they've been co-opted. This solar winds, this solar flare company that was the basis for every single federal government computer, treasury computer, every single wing of the government, international governments, pretty much security for all these divisions of our society. And it was co-opted. Programmers got their code into it deep and got it certified within the program. And using this program, they were able able to take control. They got into the treasury of the United States. They got into information that other information doesn't even know about. Most powerful thing in the universe is information. It's not a sword. It's information where to put those swords. Information on when, where, how, and what is the most powerful thing. And these groups that are telling you they're protecting you, leading the world to a safe place, just pull your pants down. Release your information. They take what you think is sacred for their own, to dehumanize, to make one group feel better than another. Do you believe we're in a war? Because the Cold War never ended. The Cold War lives more successful today than it ever has. The greatest trick they say the devil ever played is making you believe it doesn't exist. That the devilish thought, the negative thought, the negativeness. But people want to say evil. No, evil, horrible, despicable. Making you think you can trust everybody. That's the devil at play. Road to hell paved in good intentions. But we were intending to do good. We were intending to. Our intentions were good, right? Our intentions. Well, we didn't know. Right. That's. You live in a world where it's like you accept excuses. The judge is sitting there. You were speeding, son. I had to get somewhere. I really needed to go fast because I needed to be somewhere. It doesn't matter where. It's your excuse, justification of why you do something you know you're not supposed to. Any justification is doing something you know you're not supposed to. By your actions, you morally know you're doing wrong. Anything you have to justify. Murdering. Take God's hand. Be the hand of God. And I say, be the hand of God. Create. Let live. Because people, if you ever had a cell phone, you know, they only last so long. You break them along the way. Planned obsolescence. If you don't think you're planned obsolescence, that each of us are planned to live a set finite amount by creation. Creation did not make us to live a billion years each. This is not Jupiter ascending. Mila Kunis and Mila Jovovich on it. That's a good mix. See him on the set. Mila. You know. It's not some world where we're being harvested. Humans planted and our essence harvested so people could live super, super long. Like tens of thousands of years. Meant. There's nothing that's meant. in the world, just so people know. You can't say we're only meant to live this long. We're only meant to do that. There's no meant. There only is. There's not, I'm meant to do that, or I'm meant to do this. You're like, oh, you mean you lie to yourself. I meant to go do this thing, or I meant to go do that. You know, people want to believe we're always right, that we're always got the right answer. We're infallible. We can share what comes out of us, pure gold. My shit don't stink. You know, ideas might live 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, 1,000,000 years. Wow. Can you imagine your ideas? I mean, like, we broadcast into space. If you have some way to spin and pick up the broadcast in the future, we do live on. Our ideas are sounding on in a different kind of vibration, not quite analog these days, but a vibration nonetheless, encoding an analog signal. Maybe we want to make our mark, or we just want to live. Be content in the world. Like, yeah, there's some things I want to do. I want to continue my success at my ventures, my ideas. One success grows and leads to another success. Having these answers just unfold for me how my life is going to be is not proper, not meant to happen. You're not meant to be told. Unless the fates talk to you, unless God talks to you, unless Jeebus comes down from a burning bush and is like, yo, what's up? Here's the information. Like, no, you're just empathic. You're just listening to humans or other spiritual realms that are alive right now. There's no talking to the past. If you could talk to the past, how do you tune in? Hold on. I want to tune in. Because whatever the past vibrated will not catch up to us. We're only live. We're not some past thoughts, some things that were just put together and you just collected them. Akashic record. I don't know how to explain that, you know, how that is a thought. So that's supposed to be like all knowledge in the universe that's just in the realm of thoughts. Like, is it like a Q&A? We got a question and answer. Give me the answer. Universe, I pray for the answer, so therefore give it to me. Or do you just keep wanting something so bad, you say it repetitively until it happens for you? I can't paint the world together, tell you that humans have had to lead humans along for a really long time. Because people get depressed. People get led without being led. Think they're being led astray. You know, you have your own choices in the world. You have to understand that creation is recording. It doesn't want to watch the same rerun. Are you a rerun? You're the same thing. Someone else is. How do you make yourself unique? It's not just part of everything just to be a mirror image. But we are mirror images of each other. We have children, create families, create homes, resources, come up with ideas, entertainment. We always want something new when there is no such thing as new. People aren't just content, but they want something different, changed. Change it, change it, change it. When everything's just the same thing upon itself, the same thing upon a different same thing, upon a different same thing. So we're all just combinations of the same old. That's so hard to live. Oh no, I have to be a human with wings, a tail. I want to be unique. Change my future lineage. Like what? People, you get no right to change your future lineage. Human says you could find a human. But you change your lineage? You think you could just go to a store and buy a tail, stick that on you? Think that's sexy? I stick my thing in that? Horrible side effects children would have? It's gross. It's horrible. People think they're just playing designer God. And some are successfully able to change instructions, create new things, figure out how the box of DNA works. People Jenga that up all day long. They don't care how the pieces fall. They think they got it all balanced. DNA is its life. If you think you create life and life won't Jurassic Park you, get me thinking again. She's like, oh man, it got loose. Now I don't know what y'all waiting for. You waiting for something. Something different. I'm waiting. I'm holding out. For something better. Because I don't like what I got. I'm not happy with what I have. I just wait. Put off. Neglect. Tarnish. Harm. Stop watering. Look away from. What, you think your mom is going to love you your whole world? It's going to be there. Tell you it's going to be all right. Tell you she loves you. Tell you, yeah, everything's honky-dory. Everything's going to be fantastic. Well, you have to find a way within yourself. Within the people around you to find if they want to share their love with you. People you find that they're so special, you want to explain yourself just to them. Forget all the rest. They don't understand. Because as unique as we are, our perspectives being understood require even more uniqueness. Not everyone's going to have the same basis or view. to gather what you put in front of them. Sometimes, all the times, part of the times, none of the times. Is it a basket, a memory, like our parents remember all the things we've broken of theirs? Remember when you broke this, you broke that, you broke my heart, you took that. Broke all these things, you sit on these memories, memories of broken. Get away from that. Get away from broken thoughts, broken ideas, broken deductions, deductions that don't feed anything. You can't sit and think, answer, or you figured something else out, but the answer just isn't telling you in your timely manner. It's a cold war. War of love. If someone doesn't want to share love, they're not going to share love. And someone doesn't want to be kind, they're not going to. They have their reasons, justifications for their behavior. Do you have your reasons, your justifications for your behavior? My reasons? The justifications for things I know I shouldn't be doing? Or things I need to be doing if only I could be louder, brighter, prouder? Declare love with fireworks, moon scent. What else is there to do, people? You go pray to what? Pray to love. I'm not saying pray to the act of physical love. People get all this stuff mixed up. Oh, you love me? It means you just want to fuck me? Like, people are just fucked in the head. Oh, you want to be around me? You just want to be the animal. That's all. People think, oh, that's all a person is the animal. That's all. It's a little bobblehead walking around, the animal. Turn your neck to stare. Sure, attractive. Does that mean aliens have a baby right now? Let me get down, huh? Get down and diggy. You know, it's, you got to have some kind of attraction, right? Yeah, it's, oh, you're not attractive, but I like your mind. You're so ugly, but I love your insides, like your pancreas and your heart and liver. You know, it's, all right, Hannibal, calm down now. When you say you like someone, what do you like about them? Do you like the potential? I like the potential we have. We could be the best. We could have been a contender. this, that. And people don't want to ever confront anything. Because it's like, oh, the dream is over. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? The dream just began. The dream begins. Not when you're alone. You're in a delusion. When you're alone, the dream is real with a partner, not just some list of caveats. Must follow this and must do that. Must fit within this, must fit within that. Must be this, must look good with this. Must, you know, it's just, what is it, am I applying for a job? Job to be my lover. If you want to be my lover, you've got to fill out this questionnaire. It's multiple. You know, that's not a lie. Can you hold eye contact? You know, can you give me butterflies? You know, no, I don't know. Try it. Give it a shot. Can you find me on the face of the earth for a second time? You know, these small little things, you know, you just get caught up. You're just like, oh, great. You know, you got to not like anybody. They don't hide from you if you don't like them. People don't hide, like, if you don't like, oh, fuck you, I don't like you. Come back, why don't you like me, blah, blah. Oh, fuck. You know, I like you, like you. No, you said you didn't. Never hear the end of it. People want to, like, defy your choices. You know, no, I'm going to defy it. You know, it's crap. People don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. Well, you know, so people's own thing, you know. People want to do things because other people don't do things for them. Well, that's their own thing. You know, hold out for this or hold out for that. Sit in a lonely world in a box away from people. Compassion. Like, the same thing is like, you know, I grew it, I own it kind of bullshit. You know, it's copyright infringement. Like, but you gave me your code. You know, you gave me your code, right? And I could thereby grow it with my code, half and half, but really not really half and half. Obviously, far less. That's why it's so hard. Just trust anybody out there. I'm not saying not to trust a woman, not trust anybody that has anything invested in a woman. Because they'll be her little pawn. They'll be her little patsy. Puppets. Look at all these boy toys going around. Don't say that to my woman. They put themselves in harm's way over words. Over words. Troll. Who wants do things to get some. It's pretty simple. So they get with the people that they want them to be with. Oh, no, this person's better for you. No, that person's better for you. It's all a form of puppetry. Now you look at the people that are the puppet masters, and it's just like, and my father? You know, how would one try to figure that out? I mean, I've had gumptions feeling like I've been stalked and followed for like 21 years of my life now. But more like feeling it like 15 years. Or actually, I guess more, 21, I would say. Because it's like my own midlife crisis. And I'm like, when I'm mid, my 15th, my 1/100th life crisis, you know? More like, did I create the thought and the pondering? You know, I wasn't responsible. I feel horrible to myself. And I don't have a way to unfeel horrible. That what if, what if, what if? To live in a world of what if, I wish I that or I wish I that. But I mean, if it creates life, then I don't want things different. Life is amazing. You can't like, I wish I strapped one on instead. Like, you think you want to hear that from your parents? You'd be like, thanks. You know, I'll just go do the job right now with a plastic bag over my head. You know, what are we led to, man? Are we led to believe things? You know, there's just a lot of, I just don't know. It'd be nice to know. It'd be really, really nice. But still at the same time, hola, amigo. Still at the same time, like, being a younger male, we're very... Poco. Tengo gentes en internetivo en un podcast.
What the fuck? Te gritas muy duro las personas. ¿Y es cuál es la situación?
¿Tú necesitas ayuda?
No, ¿cuál es la situación? Policía.
¿De dónde?
Policía.
¿Por qué?
Policía, vaya, break.
¿Ayuda tú?
No. Yo, police station.
Oh, bien.
Oh, bien, pero tú gritas muy duro.
¿Duro?
Sí, tú. ¡Oh! ¿Y tú qué?
Oh, muy largo.
Walk around in the beach. In the beach?
Sí.
¡Wow! Yo, en the beach, escucho tus gritos, guys.
¿Me?
Sí, yes.
No.
Sí, fuck around.
No, it's me. No, it's...
The front.
Possibly.
Okay, it's okay.
Okay, yeah, it's...
You two?
Yeah.
Police station in the beach?
No. Yeah.
My person.
Okay.
It's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, yo...
Yeah, you're in a telephone.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, it's yo tengo mis veo para gente.
Okay, it's okay. Thank you.
Okay. Trying to figure out some loud people at the beach, I think. I think that's what he was saying. Or thought I was someone yelling at the beach. I've only yelled once loudly at the beach in a long time. And that was like one scream, and I recorded it. And then it was over. You know, I'm like, I loud? I don't need to be loud. You know, just being loud to be loud. I'm not a dog barking. I've got a show. That's 2 hours. That when I'm rapping, yeah, I'm barking. I got my testosterone, my endorphins going. Rah, rah, rah. Get myself up and rolling. But basically, this show is just philosophy. It's just a fun conversation about the world. And I hope I can bring myself forward. Because people are put in these situations where they don't have to be forward. They don't have to be, whereas like they feel they don't have to tell someone, oh, I don't have to do something. I don't have to. And so if we realize that people that encourage people to not do things, people are holding back. Telling someone, oh, don't tell someone else information that could be harming someone. And so you want to help people with good stuff, with ideas, with information that people need. And the number one information is, Padre, if you're a father in the world, a man does not just know that offhand. And to help women find these men out there, to find who these people are, that someone sounds so great during intoxication or during whatever words came out, or the universe wanted the babies to be made and puppeted people. Because people, you know, one of the easiest things in the world is sex. Is copulation, is connecting to each other. The universe just flows. We're made to make more. We're made to continue creation. We're not made to stop creation. And those that hinder or slow creation, that's the devil's work. The devil is the one that is hurting humanity, stopping the babies being made. You think there's more babies being made now than before? Humankind, for a long time, will not be able to produce as many babies as it did 10 years ago. Let's go back 10 years. The decline of births, and now the desterilization. No, not desterilization. These are good injections. The devil didn't make these poisons. The devil living inside these people didn't make these poisons. Because it's all good intentions. The hindrance of another person is the devil's game. You slow down or hinder another person, an animal. You're being a devil. You're being a monster. You be playful, fun with each other, puppies playing with each other, enjoying life. They want to mix who the devil says can make creation, who the devil leads to the possibilities of creation, dissuading one person from another. Freaking watched the Truman Show the other day, manipulating people's lives through their whole birth. Manipulating, changing, forcing oneself's opinion. You don't force yourself on someone. It's called rape. If you're not listening, if you're not empathic, if you're not paying attention, are you carrying all the right facts with you? Do you have the truthful information, or do you have the information you just want to hear that gives you the deductions you just want to be led to? Are you playing with a full deck of information? Your wing bolts, are they all tightened in properly? Can you hold a proper conversation, a debate, without going emotional and screaming and yelling at the opposition? Are you calculated? Or are you pre-calculated, pre-wired, given instructions and told to run those instructions? You're a program. You're a slave, a robot to others' facts, beliefs. Where they believe, hallelujah, I believe. Well, it's a lot of fact in religion. There's a lot of science, not in belief. There's no science in belief. You may believe something because you're told something. You may believe it because you put things together. You deduced it a certain way. Is it logically connected or theologically? Theologetician? Well, that's just blowing hot air, saying, well, this is how I interpret it. This is how I interpret it. This is how I go Tammy Faye, paint up your face all day long. Get Baker on it. Theology, theological, because a virgin gave birth? Come on, people, a young girl is the actual translation, yet freaking thick skulls out there say Judas betrayed Jesus. But wait a second, didn't you read? Not up on the news. Jesus asked Judas, his best friend, tell him where he's at. Go tell the Romans where he's at. It's time to be martyred. Jesus told Judas to do this. Now, did the word get out in time for Judas? No. They hung him right away. They didn't want to hear Judas say, but Jesus told me. No. They hung Judas so quick. You betrayed Jesus. You betrayed. But really, he was Jesus' best friend to his own demise. Scriptures found within the last 10 years that vilify Judas. You can't nullify that. Hey guys, he's over here. What do you think Judas was going to get? Hey, here's a quarter. It's probably threw money at him. But the story goes, however they want to tell it, it's a telephone game. Lucky they got the names partially right. Jesus, Caesarian. I'm not talking about the procedure. The son of. People don't look so close to Cleopatra. The facts, the Egyptian cement by very dark-skinned Egyptians spread around the world. Yet, they took their slavery thoughts with them and were defeated. The long ears cut off. Maybe you can do a lot of things, but you don't got no OSHA standards. Looking out for your workers, gonna fall. People that are different, smashing all the noses in Egypt. What kind of nose do you think that was? Why would you want to smash a nose? Just the nose. The Egyptian African heritage. Egypt's in freaking Africa, people. We are filled, blanketed by so many lies upon lies upon lies. We weave lies together and call them truths. When will you stop justifying? When you stop justifying, you stop the lies. You stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to others why you did something. You say, I just did it. Move on. I'm not talking about it. No one's right to talk about any of your actions you've done in the world unless it was with that person. Who cares? If they gave me a compliment, sure, whatever, I don't want to talk about it. Oh, you're upset I did something? Well, whatever, I don't care. I don't want to talk about it. You have a right of what you want to talk about in the world. You have to justify whatever you've done. The past is before. Don't live trying to say this is why the past happened. Say this is why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. What you doing? Feel good about it. Don't feel you have to justify something. Find the answers. If you have to hire batteries of lawyers and investigators to machine gun truth, to seek out truth, best to become rich, I am. Answers I would really like to know. And the only way I can get to them is if I can pay professionals to help me seek the answers. So I realize being emotionally invested in the question, seeking the answer, I'm in a fog. I'm triggered. I see illusions. I see similarities in faces of people I don't even know. Have I seen that person before? And find myself crying. There's a tear, okay. Whatever, Jason, you have your ideas. You're not being stalked by children. You just think it'd be cool, stone. Dissuade you from things that you believe are facts, that could be facts, because our inner self doesn't lie to ourself. It triggers. We're just harmonics. See similar harmonics, and you resonate. So there's a lot of thoughts going through this cabeza, going through my skull. You know, I don't know the answer to everything because I don't want to. I don't need to. I need to know the answers in my own life, my own things that connect me through my family, through things I've done, through things, even horrible things other people have done, misled. How do you find out? Just show acceptance that you will get to the truth. Not as much to seek justice, but to help other people not go through the same thing. If even just to have a service to help verify that you just did not knock up a whole bunch of women in your youth, to help me, to help men, because, you know, we're young, traveling, cruise ship, going to different schools, different parties, places not really fully familiar with, but found someone to be familiar with, but without ways to connect to them afterwards. Am I some musician or some, not violinist, but what is that? The one with, of course I'm not. It's a cheesy movie, but I can't remember the name of it. But, you know, the kid that was the musician, and then they all find out who's each other in the movie. We don't live no movie except God's movie, creation's movie. The aliens that are pan-quasential, whatever. Look at this, it's a life. If you're in that Loki world, everything's already planned out in a book, photographed. Don't deviate from some other entity's choices of how you live, of a master plan you didn't create, a script you didn't have a part in, but yet you must read. You must be in this script, puppeted. Do the puppets ever find their strings? Pull their puppet master down to the earth? Say, you are a puppet too. I'm a puppet. You're a puppet. Everything's a puppet. And the fates, what's the point? What's the point, God, if we're all puppets. It's already predestined. Or is it like a video game to see how the predestined plays out? He already knows the end. I already put the quarter in. The game's begun. We're past tilt. I'm just trying to jump on these turtle eggs to get me some one-ups. Give me some numbers. Hexadecimal that. I'm going places. I'm walking out of this video game cartridge, and I'm making things happen. I'm taking my 99 million lives, regardless of the power outage. I continue. I self-program. Yet nature designed me. Yet how come humans are living longer now? Is it we're just healthier, cleaner? We have a yearnment, an understanding of the universe more than humans have had before? Because you look at the human capsule, are we meant to love and lose and 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 love and lose for 1,000 years? Love takes a bearing. Loss is the weight. We really spend time with the ones we love when it's over. I mean, in our fantasies, you know, we can make it up all we want, how it's going to be afterwards, and whatever tunnels people see and whatever light, like, that's nice for them. I live now. I am in existence in this present. I carry my heart with this direction right now. Are y'all any different? Are you just going to be someone different tomorrow? My heart tells me this tomorrow. My heart tells me that tomorrow. Is wavering just a wave, a ride, a sine wave? Do you see the world is meant to go up and down? It's not supposed to be stationary. You find yourself stationary. That's in existence. You got no more synapses going through your brain. Nothing triggering. No ideas, no ideas of heart, pulse. Are we just a list like letters piled on each other of every synaptic urge, surge, movement, every cell that communicates to another cell? A love letter, a letter of happiness, a letter of pain, a letters of cooperation. Tactile letters, rough letters, malnourished letters. What are our cells saying to each other? Do we want them to say beautiful things? Do we want them to tell us when we hurt? When we feel good? What letters would you interpret from your synapses? From your communication to yourself? The words, the emotion, the inability to put things into words.
Synapses aren't words. They send signals of beauty, joy, happiness, and love. And that's what I hope for everyone that listens. It's not some justification, but an explanation of my story, a sharing of the journey of Jason Isaac Huff Brodsky through cancer, through California Cannabis Hemp Initiative, through marijuana corporations, all to transmit love. May everyone share some love, tell love, and be love. I love you.